She's asleep. She's breathing heavily beside me in the bed. Her mum's away. When her mum goes away, she comes in and sleeps in the same bed as me. She's got her head turned towards the light. She was awake a little while ago, soon after I woke. Told me she could hear Zeki's voice through the earphones I was listening to. That unusual man from the mountains in Switzerland who spends his time supporting a language which is still there, hanging on by its fingernails. She's wearing a red top. And she's 8 and, I don't know, at least 3/4. And it's her communion day on Saturday. She got curly hair. Frizzy curly hair now. Inherited from both of us. Yeah, she must be tired. I love it when she goes to sleep. And I think being asleep is the best state of all, really. I'm kind of hoping that she'll wake up in the middle of me talking about her. She'll get quite indignant if she could hear I was talking about her like this. She'd probably tell me, "Dad, stop it." But she obviously doesn't want to go to school. I mean, it's, what is it now, 27 minutes past 7. Last night, Roger Overall came down and photographed her making a cake, chocolate Malteser cake. Yeah, she's doing the cake for the weekend. Oh, she turned over. Left hand brushing hair away from eyes. I think actually that she could well be awake, but she certainly wouldn't pretend to be awake. She does a convincing job of being asleep. She's shuffling around in the bed now, stretching a little, probably planning what she's going to say or what she's going to do. But she's not bouncing out of the bed with loads of energy, and neither am I. I mean, I feel tired. I've just been listening to a woman called Laurie over there in the United States, in Minnesota, I think, she said. She's blind, and she was talking about her work. And that was really lovely to listen to somebody describing, a blind person describing, how they did a particular job. And I kept saying to myself, sure, how could a blind person do that? How could a blind person sort the mail? And the truth is, I don't know. I don't really know exactly how Laurie sorted the mail. She described it terribly well, but I still don't know how, when you get a... We're talking about real mail now, not digital mail. And you have yourself an envelope opener, maybe a knife, and you slit open the envelopes and you take out bits of paper inside. So how do you know what the bits of paper are about? How do you know who it's from? I have no idea, but actually, I really don't want to go into all that. I want to just look at this daughter of mine. I started doing all these audios for her. I still do them for her. The trouble now is that she's got so many of them and she'll never listen to them all, so that probably means that there's no way she'll find this one. She's breathing away. She's probably... I mean, she could either be listening to me and just pretending she isn't listening to me, or she could be just fast asleep. And I can't tell the difference because she's such a good actor that you never know with her. Well, you do know with her, really, you know. You can't, people can't fool you when they're acting, you know. You can tell. But maybe I can't tell this time. In a minute I'm going to say, time to get up, time to get up. You know, I'm going to rush in there. Yeah, it's a day for a shower and a shave. So I'm going to rush in there, have a shower and a shave, and I'm going to tell her, look, I'm not going to be giving out to you and telling you to hurry up and get dressed. You know, I'll see you in the car. Car is synonymous with going to school. I remember Zaki saying that one of the things he felt was worth saying about himself was that he speaks slowly. Now, he chose to mention that about himself, and he didn't choose to mention what colour socks he wears. So he made a choice of what he thought was significant about himself while he was apparently talking to us about something that sounded to me like as if it was about to what extent are we the same person online and offline. She's still breathing deeply, but I'm now convinced that she, even though her head is turned away from me, she's turned over there towards the other side. She was sniffling last night. She got that kind of tissue paper you use to blow your nose into. She had several of those alongside the bed over there. We're nearly finished Black Beauty, by the way. Not that anyone other than herself and myself would care about this. She's bored with Black Beauty now at the end and just wants to... And I'm not giving up. I want to finish it. I'm also a bit bored. I think the best part of the story was at the early part, although it kind of changes into a whole series of almost sociological vignettes, aspects of life. From the point of view of a horse, or that's obviously not from the point of view of the horse and the point of view of the humans, but it's written as if the horse was the key character. Yeah, short stories, short, tiny short stories. That's what Black Beauty becomes, a collection of short stories. There's a kind of a narrative, it's kind of heading towards some kind of conclusion, and I don't know what the conclusion is going to be. I'd say my voice might be putting her to sleep. She's breathing gently now. Let me see if I can tickle her a bit. She's got an index finger of her right hand moving up and down. That's kind of like moving separately from the other fingers. When I say up and down, I just mean across and back. But the way you can tell that she's awake is that the finger has stopped moving. As soon as I drew attention to the finger, the finger stopped moving. So it's like as if she's trying to make sure that I think she's asleep by acting as if she's asleep. That's what we all do, though, isn't it? We often pretend to be asleep when we want a little bit of quiet time to ourselves, where nobody disturbs us. Oh, I see some of the other fingers just moved a little bit there. The little finger on the right hand moved in and out, back and forth. But these are small movements. I mean, if you don't look, they remind me of birds walking on the grass outside. We don't have lawn, we just have grass. But the birds walking, and they don't move very much, but they do move a little bit. I've got birds on my mind, and I've got butterflies on my mind, and I've got curls on my mind. He's got apricot hair, I'm convinced. Nobody ever talks about people having apricot hair. They talk about red hair, they talk about auburn hair, but I don't know why they don't talk about apricot hair. Especially if you get apricots that aren't, you know, chemically treated, and they're not very orange apricots, but they're kind of a dull orange and brown mixed together. Okay, it's now 25 to 8, or 24 minutes and 50 seconds to 8. So I think it's time to stop the recording, and time to say wakey wakey, Gracie wakey. I won't record her waking up, because she has the right to silence, you know. She has the right not to be heard and not to have any attention drawn to her. But I need to get my own self going. Have a lovely day, everybody. Bye-bye.